game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. It is December 8th 2016, Slim, and you helped pump me up, you helped me feel better, play better on the court in the pickup this morning.
Better?
Yeah, I scored some points. My jumper was still a little off, but so this dude's playing this year. I don't know if he's come much before, because I haven't started playing again until really early this year, like February. But yeah, this guy, people were like talking about him when he was just going off. He's like the best player on the floor every time. But yeah, he played in the D League. He had a 38-point game in the D League like 3 or 4 years ago. I was like, man.
That's better than your best D League game, isn't it?
Yes. I am averaging a stellar 0-0 assist to turnover ratio.
Yeah. You've never missed a shot, so you got that going for you.
But yeah, I mean, you could tell he's like semi half-assing it too, and yet just dominating. But it was fun. I had to guard him the whole time because I'm tall. He's like 6'9", so yeah.
That sounds like fun.
It was good. It's a good morning workout, you know?
I don't doubt that.
He's burying threes in my face. I hit a three. I hit a three and then got a couple layups, but he wasn't really on me at that point.
All right. At least he didn't shut you out.
Yeah, he was really close to making the NBA. So that's my best. That's my best closest NBA experience that I think I'll ever get.
Well, I'm glad it was positive.
Yeah. Well, Laz, I hope you're listening, Laz. Laz knows like Patty Mills and has like met Gorgie Jang and stuff. When he makes it stateside, you better have those connections. Get a little NBA player scrimmage going on.
Okay, wow, what you find enjoyable on the basketball court is not the same as what I do.
Well, you...
I'll watch that game, but just would not be a good one to be a part of.
You won't play on Team Razzball with me?
If it's half court, maybe.
On today's show, we're going to recap the big headlines around the NBA from the past couple of nights of action, including, you want some scoring, Slim? You got some scoring this week.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, pretty awesome. Pretty awesome start of the week. We're going to preview tonight's games, and we have a special giveaway, a free special giveaway to one of our listeners, which we'll tell you about a little later in the show, so check that out. And also make our 30-point challenge picks, and then, as always, wrap up the week at the movies with our Fantasy Movie League update.
Y'all ready for this?
Slim, are you ready for some scoring outbursts? Woo!
These are going to be full of threes, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. So Klay Thompson kicks off the week with 60 points on Monday night. I think he had 8 threes in that game and did it in under 30 minutes. Most points in 30 minutes or less. Pretty interesting, but he did literally, I think he had 2 rebounds and 1 assist or something like that. Obviously no steals and blocks. Pretty epic for Agnoff.
Yeah, I mean, at least he's been able to hold on to the scoring. That was kind of the question mark coming into the year. So if you drafted him, you're at least happy with what you get.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, this team is like clockwork, all 4 guys maintaining value. Because Klay has the big game. Steph doesn't score a lot. I think he had 13, but he had 11 assists and no turnovers. Durant still has a good game. Dre does his thing. No matter who goes off, they're all staying valuable.
Well, when you score 142, yeah, it's tough not to.
Yeah, I mean, nothing really of Klay's numbers. I mean, he was shooting dreadful from deep to start the year. So his three-point percentage is under 40, which would be a career low, but that's obviously creeping back up. He's 14 for his last 21 from deep. But yeah, everything else, I mean, the turnovers are actually at a career high. The D stats are at, a career low. Scoring is scoring, but that's about it.
Well, the field goal percent from the threes. You know, if you're putting free throws or something, he kind of fits that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Actually, yeah, that'd be a really good fit for him. Have him and, like, Dragic with your free throw punt guys.
Yeah, assuming you're trying to really hit those threes hard.
Yeah.
With as few players as possible.
Speaking of scoring outbursts, John Wall with 52 points a couple nights ago. Does that against the Magic. He actually outscored the Magic starting five. How hilarious is that?
I mean, if you would have said that last year, that would not have been a surprise.
I know. Well, this game was so weird. He outscores the Magic starting five, yet they lost 124 to 116. It's because stupid Skiles... Vogel! the four guys off the bench are all the high scores for the... or the higher scores for the game. But yeah, 52-4-8 for John Wall. Is the metrics have him a first rounder yet? Has that happened?
No, he's mid 20s, probably 30.
What?
Not even close.
Man.
Too many turnovers. That's about it, though.
That's about it. I mean, he's making 1.4 threes, which is fine. The field goal percentage is a career high. The free throw volume's at a career high, at a career best percentage. Steals are at a career high. Just having a great year. He's just not metrics friendly, and a reminder that you can't go off complete metrics. Like, are you looking at the ranks in front of you?
How are you defining ranks?
Just like the Yahoo list or whatever.
Yeah. Yahoo game average.
Like name a scrub or two ahead of him. Like, is Otto Porter ahead of him still? You know what I mean?
Patrick Patterson ahead of him? Is that the question?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I don't know. You're asking me. You're asking me to do a lot of work here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm working you to death. Working you to the bone.
Ariza, he's 25th overall.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Conley still sits at 22.
Yeah. It's just the low turnover guys are always going to come out metrics ahead.
Trevor Booker.
What? What is he?
27.
Wow. I mean, I know he's played well, but jeez.
Yeah, 2.1 steals.
Yeah, that'll do it. Yeah. John Wall next year, top 16 player?
That's where we have him ranked this year, so yeah.
Is that about where I had him? Yeah.
I mean, Yahoo still has him at, you know, mid-20s every year, but we have him 10 spots higher or so.
That's right. Yeah, because I had him higher than Lillard and Kimba because he fit Whiteside really well.
Yeah, that's one of my teams for sure.
How's that team doing?
They're all doing okay. Although the Wall and Giannis team is my favorite so far.
Oh, that team's fun. I have a team with, like, no centers. My center depth is awful. Yet Giannis still keeps me competitive in blocks. It's awesome.
Yeah. He's having an amazing year.
I think it's like Giannis.
No, he's nowhere near his ceiling either.
I know. I think it's Giannis and like Henson and Nogueira holding down my blocks right now. But yet I'm still keeping up.
Yeah. As long as you can handle the scoring, then well, from the other two. But,
yeah. How about Sweet Lou? Comes off a 40-point game at Memphis to put up 38 against Utah. That's an average of 39 points a game the past two. Math.
Yeah, I mean, maybe this is just telling us that really Steph Curry isn't that good. This is just the Luke Walton effect.
I was like, where are you going with that? They've got to be like towards the lead.
You just say yes to that.
Points scored. Yeah. That was my transition off of your outlandish statement. Yeah, well, that's like me not wanting to like annoy the mental patient at the nut house, you know, talking about, I don't know, conspiracies and stuff. Barack Obama's an alien. You're like, yeah, I'm gonna go over here.
Yeah, you don't just flat disagree with those people again.
Exactly. That's the level of your comment.
Oh, comparing him to Lou Williams because it's yeah, that makes sense.
But Sweet Lou is playing at a career level right now, and yet in under 25 minutes a game, man, 24-39 is his minutes per game. 18.4 points, 3.5 assists. The assists have been up a little bit lately. He's really good. I love that free throw volume. It makes me feel so good.
Yeah, he's benefiting a lot from the injury right this second. I imagine when healthy, his minutes will go back down to that 24-ish and make him kind of a borderline 12-er guy again. I mean, he shouldn't be taking 27 shots a game.
Probably.
Or getting the line 14 times a game. Like, these things aren't good for him. Not for the season.
Probably not. So, definitely a sell high if someone didn't know better.
We got no Russell, no Nick Young. I can't believe that matters. No Calderon. I really can't believe that matters. But that those three right there are playing into these big minutes, I guess. Something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, he had five straight games of sub 40% shooting right before these two outbursts. I don't know. I think this is a sell high if you can.
Yeah. He just needed the extra run. That's all he needed.
Against Utah and Memphis, too. I would not have predicted those were the two matches he'd do it.
I know, right? So that just means when he plays a bad team, he's going to go off for, like, a million points.
No, this is just the two games he got over 30 minutes.
I don't know.
Russell's not supposed to be out too much longer, right?
Yeah, I think they said at least two more, but he's closer. So, all right, Slim, impromptu segment time. It's called Do You Have Faith in This Sixer?
Okay. Well, let me key up the no. Okay. Go for it.
So give me a faith level, a 1 through 10 faith level in white chocolate. He had 7+ assists in 5 straight games, was playing pretty well, but then was awful against Memphis, 5-3-3 with 3 turnovers. What's your faith level in Sergio? Let's define faith as being someone you're happy to hold on to for the medium term in an RCL.
That's how we define faith these days?
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that's faith, you know?
All these religions, all it boils down to is medium. All right.
Can I feel good about my next few weeks of fantasy basketball? That's all the faith I need.
Okay, well, for next couple of weeks, then yeah, I have a good 6 with Sergio, I guess. Then.
All right. I like that. What about with Dario Saric? He's had, is it 3 straight good games or only 2? I think it's 3 straight good games now. Where he's,
how are we defining good here with him?
Rebounding Fragnoff.
Okay, so he Ryan Anderson'd a couple games?
Yeah, 17+ points and 7+ rebounds with 3 threes in 3 straight games.
Ah, oh, man, 27, 25, 25 minutes. Is he really playing that much more with the Covington injury compared to Ilyasova?
It looks like to me that his shot attempts are doubling without...
Yeah, Ilyasova played 40 minutes against Memphis, 36 against Denver.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, he's getting some extra run. Well, really, Ilyasova's getting the extra run, but I don't know. I had him at one point. I just got bored with him.
Oh, he was awful. He was unownable, but I picked him up in a couple leagues where he was actually available. I think he's still about 50% owned in Yahoo, just for the next couple games until Covington's back and Saric has a bad game.
For him to really be useful, he has got to be a good shooter, like a high percent.
Otherwise,
he's just going to kill you.
He's been lately a 50+ percent the last 3 games.
We're talking 2.5, 3-ish turnovers.
Yeah, the turnovers are not good.
That's not good from your Thragnoffer.
Especially since he doesn't get assists either.
Yeah. Random steal, random block. It's there's a little risk here. I don't know. I'm not jumping on board here. But he's going to play because he's young. So, you know, it's a good 4 or 5 on your scale.
All right. And my last one is, of course, the 6-foot turkey, Ilyasova, who you just mentioned, playing a bajillion minutes. Although, unfortunately, I think, what was my over-under on his points while on the Sixers? I think he's below.
I think it was 16.
And what's he at right now? 13.7. He's a little under. That's unfortunate, especially off a 23-point game. But yeah, 23.17 rebounds against Memphis. I think that was the double overtime game with 4 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks. What's your medium-term faith level for 6-foot turkey?
Medium term, pretty high. You know, I'll give him a good 7 or 8. I don't think this is going to continue to be season long, but because eventually they're going to take any second round pick they can get for him. So I just don't see this being, you know, 30 minutes in April.
Remember when the Sixers won a couple games and Embiid was fun and all that? Now they've lost 8 straight. Womp womp.
All right. Is Embiid managing to keep his turnovers down? Wow. Why is he missing so many games?
He's DMP. A lot of back-to-backs lately.
Yeah, it is a lot of back-to-backs.
Yeah.
And he's missing every other game now.
Yeah. Schedule's been it's been a busy schedule the past couple weeks.
He's going to be ranked higher than by most people than me, I think, next year.
Right. We'll see how he finishes, and hopefully I'm actually hoping they shut him down just so we can feel better.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a pretty nasty rookie wall.
Yeah, I can agree there. All right, that concludes our Sixers Faith segment. What do you think of Thabo Sefolosha? He's off rainbow line, 6 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 steals, 2 blocks. Against the Thunder. I mean, he's like old man Andre Roberson. Roberson modeled his game after him, and people are using Roberson, and Thabo's doing kind of similar things.
Yeah, not quite as many threes out of Thabo, although he should be. Roberson's hitting a couple more of those.
That's true.
You know, this is basically the steel knock there used to be with like a Corey Brewer back in the day.
Oh, how could you forget Tony Allen as a steel knock? Come on.
Yeah, basically. But yeah. You know why I don't remember Tony Allen.
I know. He's like 47.
Died to me years ago.
But with Thabo, this came out this afternoon that Kent Bazemore. Oh, he's going back to Coach Butthole for this. Because Kent Bazemore sat out practice 2 days ago. Coach Butthole said, it's not because of an injury. It's whatever. Then yesterday, or when we were recording this, he had an MRI on his knee. He's going to miss at least the next 2 games. Thanks a lot, Coach Butthole.
Okay. So, yeah. I'm really losing faith in Bazemore getting 30 minutes a night.
Yeah, me too. This is not. No bueno.
What is he at right now? 120 something in season.
Yeah, I mean he's got
a lot of minutes up and down. Maybe you can blame something on injury.
Yeah, there's no structural damage, but who knows? This could be something that lingers. I think I'm with you. Thabo's streamable, but Bazemore can go. And they didn't give him the injured tag yet. I had him on one team still. He was cut.
Yeah. He's right there with my other guys.
Your
Richardson's and Harris's.
You're really going to go back to this? Because some people gave you some tough comments on that one.
Well, I just mean based off of being injured. if you can't win, you need to drop these people.
Agreed. I mean,
you can't be holding on to guys that aren't helping you and just hoping for a miracle later on. It's only can you know if you're losing, you can't do that. If you're winning, okay, fine.
Agree. To everyone's favorite Thragnoff stream, Troy Daniels. I almost said Troy Williams. It's gonna be so confusing to keep them apart. Goes 1 of 8 from D. His last game. I'm holding on to him for tonight against the Blazers. But the party might be over. Or do you think just one bad game? I know you don't really care because he's a Thragnoff.
But. Do I think – what was he been – so the other 4 games he shot, all of them over 50% and was averaging about, what, 5 threes a game?
Yep.
Something like that?
Yep.
Yeah, that's probably expecting too much.
Probably.
Once he becomes about a 40% shooter, then he goes back down – I mean, just considering the volume here, back down to, you know, 2.5-ish.
Yeah.
But the percent's not going to hold.
I don't know that. What in the world? Baseball update. The Nats are about to get Adam Eaton and trade Giolito for him.
I guess they're done with that prospect.
That seems like a lot for Adam Eaton. Giolito? Yikes.
You're talking to the wrong person here, but Yeah, I don't remember him having a particularly good year last year. Maybe they're tired of it. I don't know.
I've got a little ADD. Sorry, that popped up on my iPad here. Troy Daniels did have 5 fouls in that last game too, which kept him only to 25 minutes. He was playing a lot more minutes before that, but yeah, I don't know. It was always short term, and we'll see what happens against the Blazers. All right, so the other team that is rife with opportunities, like the injured Memphis Grizzard injuries. I was trying to do something there. I had nothing.
Grizzuries?
Yeah, I had nothing there. The Dallas...
Injured Grizz.
The Dallas Mavjuries.
yeah, it kind of team, doesn't it? Or it doesn't work, I can't remember.
So, shocker, Dirk Nowitzki's 39 years old, and he can't stay healthy. So then they sign Andrew Bogut, and then he gets a bone bruise, and he might be out a month. Then you have Darren Williams as your starting point guard. Somehow he's healthy right now, but he's another, you know, bad step down the wheelchair path out of the stadium to get another calf strain. Anyway, so you like Dwight Powell a lot. It looks like Salah Mejri is going to start tonight. You'll know when you listen to this how the minutes really played out. And, I mean, I'm not against Dwight Powell as a player at all. I've always really liked him. I was all about him last year when he had a great summer league. He always looks like a good player. The Mavericks just never seem to want to let him play.
Well, that seems to be changing recently. I mean, I'm looking at 5 of the past 6 at 24-plus minutes for the past 5.
That's still not enough.
It completely coincides with his field goal percent. Shots falling, he's getting minutes.
24 minutes isn't enough for him. He's not like John Henson or, you know, someone that...
Well, he's doing some really good stuff with the D-stats. Yeah, he's at like 2.5 per 36 steals and
I know
a
the
block.
Steals are decent on the year.
I mean, turns the ball over, 2 good percents. He's not shooting threes. It's unfortunate. We know he's capable. He's a decent rebounding guy with enough minutes. It's just, it fits a lot of things. He's you know, Rolo with steals instead of blocks. I'm trying to think of a... You know, it could be Jermichael Green, it could be Booker, that kind of thing.
I don't know if the rebounding will get there, and I still don't know about the role. I know he got 32 minutes that last one, but they want their starting Mejri, and this. And while I don't think Mejri,
well, yeah, I mean, you definitely start him against Cousins. That's
a good point. And while Mejri's not any good, I did see that he has some crazy stats when he started.
I think you're talking like 1 or 2 games, but yeah.
I know, but it's only 2 games, but they played him 30 minutes a game, his 2 starts. I'm really interested. I'm not saying you're wrong, because I think Dwight Powell, I mean, he's obviously a much better player than Mejri, but I don't know if they're going to give him that 30-minute-per-game role that I think he needs to be a 12-er must-hold. They might. I might be wrong.
Yeah, it's just he needs the power forward minutes they haven't been giving him. That's what it kind of boils down to.
Well, tonight they're probably going to do the Finney Smith Barnes thing at the 3-4. Or Justin,
for some amount of time.
Or Justin Anderson's playing some 3-4.
Yeah, they haven't. They say they like him, but they don't give him minutes. I mean, you know, the game Bogut went down. Mejri didn't get very many minutes. Uh-huh. It's hard to say. I you know, Mejri's going to go out there and give you what? 25 minutes of maybe 10 boards and a block. That's you're going for.
Yeah, I mean, like Biombo-ish, you know. Or,
please don't hurt my free throws.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, because he's a career, given really small volume, 58% free throw shooter.
Yeah, but he's a capable big man. I mean, you know, he's 7'2", 235, they got him listed at. 30 years old, second year in the league. I mean, he's your prototypical big man.
Now,
he's a guy that definitely needs minutes to be anything usable.
Oh, for sure. I mean, Mejri's
straight volume rebounding.
And I'm not saying you're adding Mejri over Powell at all. Mejri's like deepest of deep league usable.
Yeah, but there's something there in a deep league.
Yeah, oh, agree. But I'm just saying, I think the impact of him is more a roadblock to Dwight Powell actually getting the role he needs than not. But
yeah, I don't know. Because I really like Powell as a small ball 5. I think that really suits what he does.
I do too, but I mean, you're right that, you know, he's going to get eaten alive by Cousins probably if they played Powell. So
You know, and the other guy I like is going to get some minutes. I got to remember his name now. Hammonds? A.J. Hammonds?
Got a sneeze coming.
Yeah.
Oh, I even tried to cover it. I bet it was, like, super loud.
All right. Hopefully you didn't blow anybody's speakers with the bass.
I'm a loud sneezer. I can't help it.
At least you covered. I do appreciate
it. I'm a coverer. I don't sit there. Oh my god, there's this one dude at my work. Like, you know, like when you're by yourself or next to your significant other and you like completely dramatize a sneeze? Like, have you done that? You know what I mean? You just like sneeze really loud and like make a noise, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
There's a dude at work that does it like that in the middle of the office. And it's just like, this is the weirdest thing ever. He's like, achoo! Oh! And I'm like, oh my god!
That's a tough way to go through life.
Oh, boy. Anyway. Alright, well, that's your Mavericks big man update. Probably should have mentioned this with the John Wall thing, but John Wall, while he scored 52 points, did not play any defense because the Elfrid got off the shelfrid. What a game from Elfrid.
Yeah, but really it was one of the first half. He was 8 for 8, 3 for 3, 22 points at halftime. I'm pretty sure like all the steals, blocks, and threes were at half.
Okay. I didn't follow.
Blocking kind of shut him down in the second half.
Yeah. 35 minutes, 25 points, 1 rebound, 5, 9 assists, 3 steals and 3 blocks. Doesn't matter when you get him, Slim. All counts.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to give them to me when my fantasy team needs them. I mean, these you know 3-3-5 games, 2-1-4 games. Those are getting kind of annoying.
Yeah, I don't know.
I still haven't dropped him though. The only league I have him in, I still have him.
I couldn't bring myself to in my either 1 or 2 RCLs either. I did drop Augustine finally. I was doing that tandem for a minute. That's more
yeah,
just because
I don't trust Augustine in the long run.
Oh, I don't either. It was more just kind of a weird function of streaming. Like, I guess they played on a Sunday, and I just never got around to it.
All the time. Especially when you have, like, guys getting injured and 2 or 3 guys and a couple of spots open up. And
yeah.
You find have, you know, Larry Nance on your team for 3 weeks.
Yeah, I still have Larry Nance on the team. Actually, I just dropped him today, finally. Even though he missed a couple games, I just never had the move left. Yeah, it's weird in weekly moves leaves. I have weird carryovers on some teams sometimes.
Yeah, I try. Sometimes I'll try pretty hard to not use my moves, or at least conserve for the first couple days.
That's true. I feel like every other week I've been like that. I've used 4 of 4 by Saturday. Or some weeks I've only used 2 or 3 by Sunday and can clear it out and fix it. But last week I went heavy. I guess all my matchups seemed close or something. Jody Meeks hit 4 threes in that game as well. 18 points, 2 rebounds, and an assist. It's a deep league Thragnoff, but wanted to put him on your radar. I remembered liking him with my REL bidding. I just needed a big, and I'm happy that I got Measury with my $0 bid at this point. But Meeks for a $0 bid, I was surprised no one bid on him. We kind of talked back and forth of that, too.
Missed a lot of time. It's going to be tough to trust. It's going to be a slow process, I imagine. I don't have a lot of faith in it. I don't have a lot of faith in a big minute kind of thing. So, yeah, 16, 18 minutes. That should be what you expect. As long as he's out there and aggressive in those minutes, it should be okay for super deep league.
Yeah, I mean, it's got.
I don't even think he'll be a streamer in a 12er.
Probably not, because he's not going to go out there and get hot and play 28 minutes like Terrence.
I mean,
Ross
the only thing is, you got someone's playing small forward. Someone who hasn't been very good for Orlando.
Aaron Gordon.
Yeah.
Are you just?
He doesn't deserve a name anymore. He's lost that
just
right.
Shaming his name.
There's a chance that, you know, you could see some Meeks and Fournier play next to each other. That's not out of the question.
I got a Heat question for you. What is Goran Dragic's ceiling this year? Because his last 5 games have been ridiculous.
It's basically what his best year in Phoenix was, with a little less steals and a little more threes because he's gotten older. Yeah.
His best year in Phoenix, 20.3 points and 5.9 assists. with 1.4 steals. This year, 17.8 points with 6.7 assists and 1.1 steals. You are spot on all of that. He is hitting his threes at pretty much a career pace.
You got to throw out. Come on, he had a 17 assist game. That was a little bit out of his norm.
Yeah,
definitely a little high in the assist right now, I would say.
Yeah, 7+ and 5 straight. 6+. Sorry, and 5 straight. Turnovers are kind of high. I got 10 in the last 2 games. That's no fun.
Well, you know, with Winslow not out there, there's really no other ball handler. Tyler tries, but, you know, he's just Tyler Johnson. He just tries hard.
I love Tyler Johnson. He's awesome.
He's got good games. He's got bad games. Better real-life player than fantasy player for sure.
I can agree with that. Last big question I got for you, and this is something I kind of – just kind of spur of the moment thought about this morning when writing the daily notes, is that when I watch the Wolves, and this is probably a lot of REL bias coming out, but Zach LaVine looks like maybe he needs to take over as the alpha on offense. Well, you know, co-alpha with Towns, I should say. But Towns was having an off night last night, and Wiggins just is like, it's getting so frustrating that he just can't apply himself. I don't know what the problem is, but Zach LaVine is going out there, and they said on the broadcast that he like leads the league in miles run per game, and he can elevate so high on jump shots, and his 3-point percentage is amazing.
There's no reason they can't play together, but they shouldn't be playing the same thing. I mean, Wiggins should be slashing a lot more, and LaVine is far more a jump shooter.
They should be, but Wiggins is at 3.9 threes a game, which is almost double his high from last year.
That's just the progression of his game. He's also doing it at 38%.
Yeah, he's hitting more threes. I don't know. I'm looking at his last 10 days here, 11 points this last game. Did have a 29 and a 25, but everything else is under 20. 13, 13, 14, 7. I mean, this is a guy that was averaging like 25 a game to start the year. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that was too high. I think the 22 number is probably closer to what it should be. But there's a couple of things to look at. I mean, there's 4 straight games of 4 assists. If he takes a couple less shots and gets you a couple more assists, you'll be thrilled.
Yeah, I can get on with that. The turnovers are worse than they've ever been. The D stats
definitely in a slump too. He's in a shooting slump.
Yeah, I mean
there's some bad nights out there.
That doesn't help. I don't know. It's just they need to change something, and changing personnel is really hard because they're all young and they have good players at each position. I could just see LaVine start. Now, I'm not saying LaVine, this is like a huge buy low on LaVine, because he doesn't really get D stats either. He just hits threes and scores. But I could see him starting to take more shots and get more plays for him. I mean, it's already kind of happening, but maybe more consistently.
I guess. I mean, because Wiggins is taking more shots on the outside, and I don't watch too much of this, but I don't think LaVine's doing a whole lot of driving.
He is, actually. I mean, not a ton, but he's taking it to the hole.
Yeah, because I'm seeing him 7 threes a game.
I'd honestly say from what I've watched...
It's half his offense, almost.
And I've watched a good amount of Wolves because of hashtag REO bias, but LaVine looks like he drives more than Wiggins to me.
3.2 free throws a game? Wiggins is at 7 a game?
Now, this might be recency bias because he is at 7 a game, but looking at the last 6, I mean, his last 6 free throw attempts, 3, 5, 8, 1, 0, 4. So maybe it's just kind of some recency bias in my brain because Wiggins isn't being as aggressive, but maybe that's a change they're trying. Now, they are 1-5 in their last 6 games. So.
This is something we've seen from him in the past, though. He kind of gets down on himself a little too easy. Shots not falling, he kind of sits back and lets other people take that alpha role.
He needs to toughen up, Slim.
He's so Canadian. I don't know. he's too nice.
That is totally the reason. He's playing and someone elbows him in the face and he's like, is your elbow okay, eh?
don't bother. I can't. I wish he would do that. Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. You know, still young.
Yeah.
The team's not going anywhere. That's kind of the problem right now.
Well,
I have no problem with them really mixing something up.
Well, that's what I'm saying is they got to shake something up, and changing who's getting more plays for them and shots taken is easier to do than changing personnel.
I mean, they're both getting about the same amount of shots right now. Wiggins has two extra shots a game.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe game flow can go to LaVine a little bit more. I mean, he's been hot lately. You know, he got hot with the threes at the beginning of the year, kind of cooled off, and he's been hot again lately. This might just be a streak.
Hmm. Anything else from you from the past couple games?
Is any of the Heat players healthy yet? No.
Yeah, James Johnson going to miss a couple more games with a rotator cuff strain. You're not a pitcher! You're not Josh Johnson? You remember him?
No, he had four games in five nights. Nice streak, Ellington, in one league.
Ellington's okay.
You have to. He's gonna get way too many minutes, and you have the four games in five nights that was there. So just no reason not to. He's owned in every league, 24%. It's a little high, but he's owned in every league I'm in.
Wow, I didn't realize he was getting that much use. All right, Slim, let's take a look at tonight's games. We have six on the slate. Pretty busy Thursday. What do we got here? Got these Wolves going at the Raptors. Hopefully LaVine takes 30 shots.
Man, tough matchup for Utah. Golden State coming into town.
Utah hosting the Dubs. That's going to be – Utah's going to try to slow him down.
I guess we probably still have Hill out, though. That's going to be rough.
Yeah. Man, Hill was playing so good.
He came back and was still good. This is really unfortunate. They're still winning, I think, more or less. Because Gordon Hayward's the man.
Got some awful games. Philly at the Pelicans. Blech.
Yes, that will be the backup game on TNT.
In case there's a water leakage again, King. Wasn't that Philly though? I think that was Philly Kings.
Yeah, it was.
Luckily, there's
much hockey being played.
There's no hockey in New Orleans though. At least I don't think no professional hockey. Bulls host the Spurs. That should actually be a pretty decent game. Spurs still haven't lost on the road. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Jimmy Butler, it's fun to watch. The Butler versus Kawhi, that's always a good matchup.
Defensive matchup. Then also Memphis hosting Blazers. I like Troy Daniels as the Thragnoff stream there. Might not last very long, but we talked about that. That should be a good pace game. A lot of shots.
Yeah, and I still don't mind Troy Williams.
Yeah, he got
he hasn't taken as many shots, but, you know, he's not really hurting you anywhere and giving some nice steals. He's basically doing what you should expect out of Thabo.
Yeah, true. Did you see my my GIF of the shot he made?
Yeah, that was an impressive shot.
If you didn't see it, he's like falling to the ground and threw up an absolute circus shot, but it somehow went in. So, before we make our 30-point challenge, as I teased in the open, we have a special offer for you. So, previous readers. I don't think it was a podcast thing. I think it was a reader's thing. But a couple years ago, we used to do something called Guess the Kobe Bryant Line. And we are bringing that back for one night only for tonight's games. We got to pick who we're going to do it with because obviously Kobe's not playing. 0-0-0. I win! The winner of whoever we pick the Guess the Kobe Line for, we'll have a fill-in. We'll pick someone for tonight's games. We'll win a free copy of Roland Lazenby's book, Showboat, The Life of Kobe Bryant. He's the guy who wrote Michael Jordan, The Life, which is a very popular book. And their publishers reached out to us and wanted us to talk about it a little bit and give one of the Razzball listeners a free copy. So whoever guesses the line tonight, and we'll outline the details in a second, we'll get a free copy shipped to them of Showboat, The Life of Kobe Bryant. shipped right to their door. It's an awesome read. I'm not all the way through it yet, but there's some awesome stuff from his early years in Italy. All the Italian guys talking about how he was by far the most serious person there. I'm like, all the Euro guys are telling him that he's too serious? I'm like, wow. Then it goes through some of his summer league play right after he was drafted. He had a summer league game where he was like 36-5 or something like that when he was 17. I didn't even know they had summer league back then, Slim. It was,
I remember some of them old pictures. Man, he was a skinny little guy.
Oh, man. I actually watched some of the YouTubes of it because, yeah, he was so skinny. But he aged really well. He still doesn't look that old. So, goes from there and obviously chronicles through all his Lakers years. And it's a really awesome read. It's if Roland Lazenby ever wanted a spot on the Razzball basketball writing team, he's more than invited. I have a feeling that he might not take us up on that.
Yes, the very prestigious invitation.
So one more time, that's Showboat, The Life of Kobe Bryant. You get a hardbound first edition copy shipped to your door if you win this contest. All right. So the Guess the Kobe Line contest was Guess Kobe's Points, Rebounds, Assist, just his popcorn stat three line. So we need someone to be the honorary Guess the Kobe Line, and I have a nomination. I say that we make it Dwayne Wade because they're both 1 degree of separation from NBA titles playing next to Shaq. What do you think?
Is Wade playing?
We all know that for sure. That's a good point. There is some risk. Maybe we should pick someone that definitely is healthy. All right. Do you have someone in mind?
Oh, well, I mean, if it's not a back-to-back, then Wade's playing. I mean, he's healthy, and it's not a back-to-back. So, yeah, we're good. Wade against San Antonio. It's a great pick.
All right.
We got about the right age.
And Wade is one of those guys that can have a wildly variant points, rebounds, assists kind of game, you know? He could go... 10-8-8, or you could go 31-1. So that was the fun of the Kobe game, by the way, because you didn't know if he was going to shoot 30 shots or try to get 15 assists back when.
Yeah, it was at a time when there was no point guard on the team either. Yeah. So every once in a while, I'd go for like 15 assists. It's like, okay, sure. Who got that one right?
So it is kind of tough to track, but usually we're able to pick a winner. But all right, so just like the 30-point challenge picks, on this podcast post, basketball.razzball.com, it'll be one of the top posts on the main page there. In the comments, put what you think Dwayne Wade's points, rebounds, and assists will be tonight against the Spurs. And the winner of this contest will get the free copy of the Showboat book sent to them. Given, of course, I'm able to get in touch with you and get your address. But, Slim, do you want to throw out some guesses for us two just for fun?
Oh, man, that's a tough game, too. You got San Antonio.
Yeah.
It's in Chicago. He's going to be up for the game. It's probably on primetime, too. Oh, man. I don't know. I'm going over 25 points.
Wow. I was going to go a little lower.
I think he could go for some assists. Yeah, I mean, 25-5-5 is kind of just a benchmark. You could go any direction from there.
So is that what you're? That's what you're sticking with? 25-5-5.
Yeah. That's what I got. 25-5-5.
All right, I'm gonna go a little lower. I'm gonna say 19-6-6. I think that feels pretty safe.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. There is no safe.
I know. So, yeah, be sure to put your picks in for the copy of the book. And thanks again to Little Brown and Company, the publishers of the book, for including us on that. Now to the 30-point challenge. That's pretty much why I promoted the book on this show, is because I wanted to undershoot your stupid 30-point challenge win.
Ugh. You're keeping it right. Three out of the past four. What am I doing?
I know. You are on fire right now. At least Kawhi got that for my REL team that needs points this week.
Yeah, I do enjoy that when you're not sure if you're happy or...
I'm always happy and cheering for Kawhi.
Kawhi.
How about NY Fantasy? Got John Wall. Almost got the double point for 60. Man, if someone had gotten the Klay Thompson game, that would have been awesome. Connor and JG also got a point, which gives Connor 4 points, leading the commenters, tied with me at 4. And Slim, you have 5. The top 10 scorers right now: Brown, Westbrook, Cousins, Harden, DeRozan, Lillard, Durant, Curry, and Isaiah Thomas and Jimmy Butler are tied. Are you going to go back-to-back Kawhi?
I do worry about that Jimmy Butler defense. And I know that's what you want to go with. Man, I feel like something about that Utah game. You know Gordon's hot.
Yeah, they will be playing with some good pace.
Oh, yeah. It's a tough game.
Sorry, I clicked on something with audio, which at least you couldn't hear. Stupid ESPN player pages. I was looking at CJ McCollum's points because I was thinking that way. Sorry, that got me distracted.
I like this. I like this pace. I'm going Gordon Hayward again.
All right, he's been your golden child. He's only got you one, but you went with him a few times. All right, what am I gonna do here? Denver is John Wall in it? John Wall's still out. Does he stay red hot against the Nuggets? Against that Jameer Nelson D.
I know. It crossed my mind, but yeah.
You know what? I just have... I'm between going Kyle Lowry and CJ McCollum. I don't know why. I just have a feeling. I'm going McCollum. Just because I want to hear you upset go McCollum.
Yeah. I try to throw in a couple four-letter words in with it, and I'm sure it's going to get out of hand in a hurry. Is who playing defense right now?
For Memphis on them, they got
Daniel start at the two right now?
They're still playing the Williams one, the Williams version of Troy, and then they'll have the Daniels version of Troy. I just think there'll be a lot of shooting.
Oh, that's right. Tony Allen is still around, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's still there. He's playing more of the three, I think.
Well, Troy Williams is a pretty big guy.
I tell you, the Troys are going to throw us off all year.
No, they won't, because they're not going to be playing all year.
That's a good point. So there's our 30-point challenge picks. Be sure to get them in the comments, along with your guess the Dwayne Wade line or guess the Kobe line, whatever. Get in those picks as well on this comment post. All right, Slim, let's wrap up the week at the movies. What have you been watching?
Oh, man, you know, I just missed that movie league. I went in on Friday to put my picks in. I guess that's too late.
It starts at... starts at noon Eastern on Friday. You have to get them in by then.
All right. I was out the first week, but I'll get you this week.
All right. Well, be sure. I was about to say, it looks like almost everyone did it. Nope, you're on page 2 of 2 now, Slim. What were you thinking?
Oh, yeah. I was late. It's not the first time.
It's a pretty tight week, though. Number one is I Like Turtles. Had a good week. Had the bonus for the Edge of 17 movie. I'm in second place, but third place was only a few tens of thousands under me. It's a really close start, so this should be pretty fun. What's coming out this week? Anything good? Nothing.
Oh, we're so close to getting some pretty good ones coming out.
Yeah, Office Christmas Party is like the biggest new one. Man, nothing.
Okay, I don't think we're talking. Nominated movies right now.
No, it's too far out. Yeah.
No, if I was going to the theaters, I'm still seeing Hacksaw Ridge. That's the one I'm waiting for. Some great reviews.
Have you heard of Nocturnal Animals? That's looked kind of interesting. They're mad promoting it on TV.
No, I don't know that one. Yeah.
So it's got Gyllenhaal and Amy Adams. It's like a thriller.
Okay, yeah. I think I saw I saw something for that the other day. That's right.
I don't know. I think that could do all right. That's a good, cheaper option. So there's some movies coming out. What have you – so did you finish the Westworld finale? Because I am behind. We'll have to catch up on it next week. I'll watch them by then.
Yeah, it was interesting. You know, it's – I don't know what they're going to do for a second season. It's you know, upside down.
It was kind of in jest, but they were talking about somehow doing a Game of Thrones and Westworld crossover.
No, they kind of gave something away at one point.
Okay.
It's real minor, and it's just for next season. It has nothing to do with the finale, so don't worry about it if I give it away. It's not a spoiler.
Okay.
They showed some samurais fighting, a couple of those, and a whole room.
Interesting. So,
and they ask about it, and he's like, one of the guys, just something along the lines of, you know, there's more going on here than you know, something like that. So we might see some of that going on.
So it might become Eastworld for a season two.
Oh, is that?
Oh, look at me! Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad that never crossed my mind.
I've got dad jokes. My dad is the king of dad jokes. I grew up with them. It's the way of the world. I can't help it.
All right. And you got Northworld. There's nothing to do but go to a Raptors game.
What would Southworld be?
It's probably just a beach somewhere.
I texted you this today, and you didn't respond. I was very upset. But did you see that Sense8 is doing a Christmas special? The hell is that?
That doesn't necessarily mean it's about Christmas.
Yeah, I know.
But this is something that a couple of those BBC shows have done. Downton Abbey does it.
Oh, well, I mean, that makes sense for a show like that. It better not be all of them singing Kumbaya around the Christmas tree. Be very upset.
It has the potential to be real corny, but
yeah,
it might. God, it might be what it is. It could be some real short thing of just like a prequel to the upcoming season.
Yeah, well, let's hope it's that. It did make me want to go on YouTube and watch a little bit of the Star Wars Christmas special.
There's a wait. What?
You don't know what this is?
No.
What? Okay, so I think it was Christmas 1978. They made a Star Wars Christmas special, and it had all the actors in it, and it was the worst thing ever made. And it, like, after it aired once...
This is a full movie, an hour and a half movie?
Yeah. And they aired it once, and it was so bad that they, like, destroyed every copy they could and didn't release it on any sort of media, and you can pretty much only find it on YouTube as like completely bootlegged VHS quality. But it is the worst thing ever. It goes to Chewbacca's home planet, and one of his like brothers is named Itchy, and it's just like it's a musical at times.
Oh, no.
It is the worst thing ever. It's hilarious.
I've never seen this. Yikes. That's kind of scary.
If only more people had seen that, they would have known that the Star
a
Wars...
A budget of one... What is that? Yoda Santa outfit?
Are you looking at it now?
Oh, man. Yeah, budget $1
million. Oh, it's so bad. They use like some stock footage of Star Wars to help make it. I didn't watch all of it. I couldn't bear to even... But just watch a minute. If you've never heard of this, watch just a minute or two of it, and it's the worst thing ever. Like, it has all the main actors, but in just, like, cheap, like, soap opera sets. Like, trying to act out parts of the movie, like, his X-Wing is destroyed, and Mark Hamill's like, R2, what do I do? It's so bad.
Yeah, I think... I don't want my Star Wars universe to be ruined by something like this.
Oh, it'll ruin it.
I'll let the prequels do that.
Yeah, if the prequels didn't already, then this will. So, we're going to wrap the show there. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks again to the Little Brown and Company for sharing with us Showboat, The Life of Kobe Bryant book. Be sure to get your picks in for that. And Slim, you know, got big weekend plans? Anything going on?
Oh, and, you know, it's holiday stuff. Getting to be about that time. Traffic is getting a little more busy down here as, you know, the weather up there gets a little bit worse.
People flock down there from New York and
stuff. Yeah, that's a good word to describe it.
They migrate. Flock. Yeah. They cut down their tree in upstate New York's forest and drive it down and put it up in their fort house.
I can't say I've seen that, but no, it's more on the lines of they have their car shipped down. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they UPS the tree and then UPS the car and then pretend they drove it the whole way.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. That would not be. That's probably an incredibly common thing.
That's awesome. All right, man. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good rest of your week seven. We're in week seven, right? Something like that. Have a good rest of your week in fantasy basketball, and we'll catch you next Tuesday morning. Talk to you then, Slim.
Yes, sir.